Hi, everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus podcast. I'm your host, John Meyer, and joining me today is Eric Lamb from Google. Eric, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me again.
Well, Eric, today we're actually talking about Cloud FinOps and FinOps automation. Talk to me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I think this is a very exciting area, with the evolution or the continued evolving discipline of FinOps, if you will, and intersections of generative AI, right? What else can we talk about with automation is introducing AI to help FinOps scale. Matter of fact, if some of you attended Google Next a few weeks ago, we actually addressed a little bit about this particular topic. One of the sessions I facilitated with quite a few esteemed colleagues and customers of ours on stage is what are the top five ways AI can help, make FinOps practices easier to scale across the enterprise. And one of the key use cases is FinOps automation, right? So one of the things that in particularly when we think about generative AI or AI in general, there are four key use cases that we commonly talk about, right? In one, generative AI is creating and generating new content based on existing content. Two is data summarization, right? Able to condense complex data into clear, actionable summary. The third aspect is discovery, right? Able to, because of the users and the patterns and the data, then you can feed into the Gen AI model to reveal new patterns, right? For deeper understanding. And finally, that fourth use case is automation, right? Automating repetitive tasks and perhaps speed up some of the processes. So how is that relevant into Gen AI? I think one of the key things that where we think AI can help is really the FinOps team automating some of the mundane or tedious tasks. The task can be, generate a new cost reports, right? Imagine, you have one of your stakeholders, you're like, hey, can you show me a dashboard or a report, for my business unit over the last 6 months or so for. Typically in the past, then you would have to go into one of your, dashboard reporting or business intelligence platform and then, look to create the data, then query it, and then create that sort of report for the end users. Or in other cases might be, they want to see, what happened yesterday versus today, right? And when you look at all these reports and all these dashboards, it might take time to really analyze it, to really get the insights that you want. So by automating these tasks, essentially then as a FinOps team, you're saving time and then allow you to focus on more of the strategic initiative. So I think that's very key, and this is where we see the future of using AI or generative AI to help as a FinOps team automate some of these, one in particularly reporting creation, and two, surfacing and summarizing cloud-based data and report so that you can easily just ask, right, your data and using natural language processing to do so.
Eric, you actually talked about generative AI, FinOps, or which are actually two of the top three topics this year. And if we threw security in there, we could talk about all three in one session. But then the other thing that's a subset is the automation part. And I really want to segregate and help people understand that automation and generative AI are not the same thing. Right? Automation is just tasks, repetitive stuff that we're doing, but generative AI can help the automation aspect of it because it can provide more informative and trustworthy data to perform those automated tasks and to remove them from the, the repetitive nature so you can focus on more important business values, right?
Yep, exactly right, John. And I think that's where I really like that sort of clarity, right? Because it's one part of where we see a lot of FinOps teams do, right, on a daily basis is, going through a dashboard, looking at all the cost reporting and so forth, and then trying to figure out, okay, what's happened yesterday versus today. So those activities, right, can be time consuming, and you know, areas that, you know, where then you can introduce Gen AI to literally summarize those data so that you can get better insight much faster.
Eric, talk to me a little bit more how Google is helping with this aspect.
Yep. So one of the introduction of Gemini, hopefully many of you have heard, right? We are integrating Gemini into our Looker platform, which is our business intelligence platform. And the way that we do this is then you can ask questions, right, regarding your billing data, regarding your business, you know, e-commerce data, whatever data that you want to feed into the business, Looker platform. And what we do with that data is then we're going to allow you to, for example, ask very simple prompt questions, right? In this way, what it does is, you know, let's say, what project spent the most on Vertex AI, right, in the last 12 months? Automatically, it generates a bar and a chart on demand, right? And this can be done without any special coding or look ML knowledge or any specific, development work whatsoever, right? And that's a very powerful capability, because with that in mind, saving those tasks to create the report, but also what's really important to that is you're exposing those capability to non-technical folks across the company. So making that accessible and that data more accessible, right? And so that is all about that transparency become very important in adopting FinOps at scale. The second part is then you can then consume and augment that data with more powerful insights. So with the data that you have, and you can actually, similar to how we talk about the cost analysis, you can ingest external data sources as well, right? And combine that with your own cloud billing data. Then you can then even get more insights, right? At a single glance. So imagine that, you know, you on a daily basis, you then look at through your reports. And with those reports, you can then have to figure out, okay, what really changes from yesterday versus today? You know, what are my top 10, you know, sort of Google Cloud Services spends are? Things like that. That is now able to, with the Gemini, you know, integrations into Looker platform, you can now actually just see it at a glance in minutes.
Eric, a little bit ago, you actually talked about the automation, what happens from a FinOps perspective, that daily they're looking at reports, what changed from yesterday to today. We've talked about cost anomaly in a previous podcast. And when we take that automation, you're indicating with generative AI, now I can just specifically ask questions with regards to the automation that's happening and pull out specifics around that. Like, okay, here's the difference, but you can ask a question is, why was that the difference? What has changed in the environment? And have that automatically reported back to you on a daily basis so that you can focus on everything, you know, a specific task?
Exactly right. Right. So that whole life cycle that, you know, from asking questions to making business informed decisions, right, is a very powerful sort of set of a value stream, if you will, right? You start with prompting, right? Asking questions about your data, and in this case through natural language. Second part that we have seen that, you know, is then once you do that asking the prompt, is how you consume it, right? And you can then augment that with your additional data analytics, get insights, but at the same time, you want to be able to enrich your data so you can get more value faster. And then finally, it's about making actionable, right? So then you can make those decisions. So that end-to-end, I would say life cycle, if you will, is where I think, you know, as a FinOps practitioner will be very helpful tremendously.
Eric, if I'm automating daily or prompting daily the same task, shouldn't I just automate the prompt daily into a report back to me?
100%. You can.
I had to tie that back in.
100%, John. Right? Like, of course. Right? I mean, if you're just gonna, you know, automate that, like, I mean, you can then have that, you know, rather than asking those questions on a daily basis, might as well, right? Embed it into the prompt, and then automate that prompt, and then get a report on a daily basis as well. I think what's very key is then it allows you, and even non sort of FinOps, quote unquote, right, practitioners to get access to that and ask simple questions, right? I think that's really key to the entire sort of exposure of natural language. So you don't have to write specific SQL queries to generate that report anymore.
I think what that allows you to do is to take the generative AI, the prompt, right? So let's just call it the prompt, right? And me as a new person coming into the company, I got all these automated reports. I can pull up the reports, but I don't even know what the heck I'm looking at. I don't even know the value of these reports that somebody set up once ago. But now with a prompt, I can say, hey, listen, give me the top SKUs that are happening within this environment, this account, and the costs associated with them. And I can literally ask that question, and I don't have to write a query to pull that information, and I don't have to have that specific skill sets. I do have to have prompting skill sets, though.
Yeah, I, it's funny you mentioned that. So, or one of the talks that we had previously, and the key question asked was, what is the, I would say the most powerful programming language in the AI sort of era, if you will. And it's essentially English.
Yep. It's the prompt and how you ask it. And mm-hmm. I think one of the skill sets now for FinOps practitioners is that they're going to be using generative AI in order to ask specific questions to the data that's available amongst the automation that's in place, right? So we have the automation not only for reporting capability, that's not going anywhere. I think it's just going to get enhanced with the two overlapping each other.
Yep. And they also was not only getting that data, but also perhaps uncovering new patterns, right, that you might not seen previously. I think with that generative AI model is that because you're feeding everything into that, large language modeling, it's sort of able to gather and pulling different data sets, right? And so then it can then uncover new hidden patterns that you might not see just from the raw perspective.
Actually, you just brought up a good subject there, a good topic on it, is because traditionally, like the reporting that's already there, I can't dig into the reporting capability if the data is not being pulled from all those resources. But if I'm using generative AI, which has all the data, which is constantly training the data, I can ask more specific questions. I can dig deeper without actually having to go in and create new tables and databases and report capabilities.
Yep, that's right. So I think one key is once you're able to gather that insight, you can then further explore it. You can then get it more, contextual data information, and perhaps even generate recommendations that you might not, be seen previously as well.
Eric, before I wrap things up, what's next for Google Generative AI and automation? Anything you can share with us?
I think there's definitely a lot more to come, especially, of our discussion around the intersection of AI and cloud FinOps alone. I think, definitely looking forward, one of the key areas that we always trying to do is staying ahead, right, of the trends and what our customers are experiencing and what the problems and the challenges that they're looking for us to help them solve. So, going back to our previous podcast, we talked about the cost anomaly. Now we talked about FinOps automations. To me, I think is what else we can introduce, AI into the FinOps sort of discipline. At the end of the goal is making FinOps more accessible to the broader enterprise, to making that data with more actionable insights, and then three, drive more value. Right, at the end of the day, it's all about driving business value, and I truly believe that AI in general can do that to help FinOps practitioner bring more value to their respective organizations.
Well, that's a true FinOps thing of driving more value to the business. Eric, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks again for having me, John.
Well, everybody, this has been the FinOps Nexus podcast, where we were actually talking about FinOps automation, but a lot of generative AI. So maybe we should relabel it FinOps generative AI automation. But stay tuned. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? We're out of here.